Welcome to Notes from the Electronic Cottage. I'm Jim Campbell. Well, it's summer in Maine, and as is our custom here at the Electronic Cottage, from time to time over the summer, we'll rebroadcast a program from the recent past so that those who might be visiting can give it a listen, and those who may have heard it before and may wish to do so again can. So, here goes. Welcome to Notes from the Electronic Cottage. I'm Jim Campbell. On a recent edition of the Electronic Cottage, we mentioned in passing a research paper that was published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences in October of 2015. In that study, the authors were curious to find out if computers could judge people's personalities as well as other humans can, if those computers simply have access to a large body of nonspecific data. In this case, the researchers checked the items that people on Facebook liked on sites all over the web. When a person who's a Facebook user clicks a like button, it doesn't matter on what site that like button is located. That info goes back to Facebook. So, what did the authors find? Best to let them use their own words. Here's the abstract of that paper. Quote, "Judging others' personalities is an essential skill in successful social living, as personality is a key driver behind people's interactions, behaviors, and emotions. Although accurate personality judgments stem from social cognitive skills, developments in machine learning show that computer models can also make valid judgments. This study compares the accuracy of human and computer-based personality judgments using a sample of 86,220 volunteers who completed a 100-item personality questionnaire. We show that 1. Computer predictions based on a generic digital footprint, Facebook likes, are more accurate than those made by the participants' Facebook friends using a personality questionnaire. 2. Computer models show higher interjudge agreement. And 3. Computer personality judgments have higher external validity when predicting life outcomes such as substance abuse, political attitudes, and physical health. For some outcomes, they even outperform the self-rated personality scores. Computers outpacing humans in personality judgment presents significant opportunities and challenges in the areas of psychological assessment, marketing, and privacy." End quote. Well now, the language may be a bit on the academic side, but the news is that computers, without any human intervention once they're programmed, can get a very good sense of a person's personality. In fact, a better sense than most of a person's friends and family, just by, in this case, having access to the things that a person has indicated he or she likes on the web. Again, from the study, quote, "Computer models need only 100 likes to outperform an average human judge in the present sample. Compared with the accuracy of various human judges reported in the meta-analysis, computer models need 10, 70, 150, and 300 likes, respectively, to outperform an average work colleague, cohabitant or friend, family member, and spouse." End quote. And that is just from one type of information we leave behind as we traverse the web. This paper, which is titled in a very plain English way, quote, "Computer-based personality judgments are more accurate than those made by humans," end quote, was authored by two professors from the University of Cambridge in the UK and one from Stanford University in the US. If you'd like to look at the study yourself, it's available in Volume 112, Number 4 of the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, abbreviated as PNAS. The article is freely available at www.pnas.org. The author of the study from the U.S., Mikhail Kaczynski, was interviewed by Andrew Hutchinson at socialmediatoday.com. In that conversation, Dr. Kaczynski observed that, quote, "I did expect that Facebook activity and other types of digital footprint were going to be somewhat revealing. But the thing that was most surprising, and is quite surprising to me still, 3 years since we first discovered it, is that our most intimate traits can be very easily predicted from our digital footprint. End quote. What kind of traits is he talking about? Again, quote, one of our most surprising findings was that we could even predict whether your parents were divorced or not, based on your Facebook likes. Actually, when I saw those results, I started doubting my methods and I reran the analysis a few more times. I couldn't believe that what you like on Facebook could be affected by your parents' divorce, which could have happened many years earlier. We're talking here about people who might be 30 or 40 years old. There are many other intimate traits that are also predictable from your digital footprint. Smoking, drinking, taking drugs, sexual orientation, religious and political views, and so on. End quote. And, once again, those kinds of things can be gleaned just from Facebook likes. Now think about all of the other digital footprints we leave every day, many on the web, many on our phones, but also when we buy anything and use a charge or debit card, or even if we pay cash but use a member discount card at a grocery or department store. Kaczynski pointed out that, quote, one of the main points of my research is that seemingly simple data points, such as what you listened to or what you purchased at the grocery store this morning, these can be turned into very accurate predictions of your intimate traits, such as IQ or sexual orientation, end quote. Or, as we've seen in recent elections, who we're likely to vote for, or, as we've seen in stories about insurance or bank profiling, how much we're going to pay for car insurance, or what the interest rate we're offered on a loan will be. Most folks have a sense that some information about them is being collected as we go about our daily lives. But the question is, how much information, what happens to it after it's collected, and what will that mean for how we live our daily lives? The short answer is that much more information is collected than most of us are aware of, and it's being used in ways that are sometimes startling and to some a bit stomach-churning. IQ level? Sexual orientation? From Facebook likes? Well, if you don't believe it, try it for yourself at applymagicsauce.com, a site that was put together by researchers so that you can see what their computers would predict about you based on your Facebook likes. Whether it's Facebook likes or something else, much of the inference done by computers is based on an ability to put together seemingly harmless specks of information into portraits that can be scaringly accurate. And a lot of that information is stuff we hand over voluntarily without thinking too hard about it. Maybe knowing about this type of analysis will make a difference in what we choose to expose of ourselves online and in the digital economy. Maybe not. But we'll do our best to provide accurate information on what's happening so all of us can make up our own minds, right here on future editions of Notes from the Electronic Cottage.